Me there. This is gonna throw everybody for a tizzy.
You're gonna make me eat more of your fries.
I'm a very special agent too.
What the fuck is even happening? This is the beginning of a Pink Floyd song.
He's actually just gonna play an entire Pink Floyd album.
Is this Guns N' Roses? So the intro takes 10 years, too.
It's weird because it's only marked at 4 minutes, so I guess, like, two of it is that shit.
Here I am! Rock you like a hurricane!
Wait, are we guessing? Is that what this is?
Owner of a lonely heart!
Much better than the owner of a broken heart! Oh, it's Velvet Revolver. That is an assault on the senses.
And we're done for this week.
Hi, Jinx and Sue podcast number 36.
Already?
Almost as old as Eli. But not. Coming to you live on a Bon Jovi Friday.
That's a real Friday.
Boosh.
Boosh.
Sad boosh.
This week on Hijink Sue Podcast, we're going to do This Week in Internet, we're going to do the mail sack and take your questions, and we are going to do a new segment, which I assume only Denise has done homework for.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
Hijink and Sue, let's give it a name. Hijink and Sue
forgets to do its homework.
Recommends we'll things to you. I need to think of a better name for that. We're going to call
what?
It...
Only I did it?
Oh, you know what we can call...
I'll tell you what I don't recommend.
What do they call
the
it?
The new Guns N' Roses record.
Well, that can be yours. What do they call it when in the video store when the staff recommends things? Is it like staff picks?
Staff recommendations. Yeah,
staff picks.
Like
staff infections?
This is staff infections. What?
We're going to infect you with...
I don't want to be the only one with that.
Peter's picks. I don't like Peter's picks. That sounded way worse than it needed to.
All right.
Never mind.
Let's get started.
I'm leaving right
Josh
now.
Josh has to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go see
You're so not going to make
James
it to
Bond
that movie.
With my friends is what's actually going
to Your friends are at this table, so, and they're not going to a movie.
Well, you're not because that whole child thing prevents you from ever doing anything. Hmm. But
actually, you were the friend I was hoping who could get me a copy of that movie, so I didn't have to go to the theater.
How was I going to do it?
Not you, him.
Oh.
Why would you skip the theatrical experience?
I heard it wasn't
James
all that
Bond?
Good anyway.
The reviews are mixed. They're like 50-50. Yeah. Like, I'm entertained, but no, it wasn't great. And then there's reviews that are like, oh my god, I believe in James Bond. He's Jesus for the first time. Oh my god. And like, I don't care.
I've heard mostly the bad stuff about it.
I've heard a lot of good stuff.
Speaking of Josh getting things, where's my copy what? Of Photoshop BS4?
Oh. I still there it is. It's right there. Yeah. I still only have the demo
fix it.
Of Photoshop BS.
Pirate Boosh.
Piracy Boosh. So, getting started with This Week in Internet. Hi, Jinx and Sue. Myself, your host, if there's such a thing. Joel, hijinxandsue.com.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I love you.
Eli, who doesn't
What's
love
up,
you?
Baby? Sluts.
Eli, who's so unprepared that he's using old songs and old sound effects this week.
I ate his fries.
What's new?
Denise,
ew.
Eater of fries.
Hey, I like that.
Devourer of fries.
Denise, devourer of fries.
Sounds like Nathan Explosion.
Yeah, pretty that? Brutal. Denise is pretty brutal. And next to her, Josh.
He doesn't get anything, does he?
God damn it.
Why don't you...
Bacon.
Do you have like a fart noise with a trombone at the end?
Stop.
Wah, wah. God, why can't your headphone cable be further away from me? Jesus, I hate this.
You're the one that put your laptop on top of mine.
Please, stop being so grouchy.
Trying to wrangle it.
Well, Denise, do you really think it's going to help?
Yeah, Yoda.
God damn it.
Shut up.
So we're going to do This Week in Internet. Anybody got anything before we get started? that was mine.
Wow.
And
that was my contribution.
Stole my line.
No.
I'm going to guess no.
Well, no, we did the birthday thing.
What was that?
What?
My birthday thing. That was the day after the podcast.
Hey, that's your recommendation, is the movie.
Actually, that's what I was going
to do. Oh, my God.
Okay. So, thanks. Thanks for sealing that.
No, I'm just making sure that you knew, because, you know, you don't prepare.
Right.
You have trouble with homework. You need an app.
There's a reason I dropped out of school, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
I'm lazy.
Of your hair?
Yeah. It,
what?
It grows in the ground, and you roll it tightly in papers, and then you apply fire, and then you drop out of school.
That's
about right.
That's a mostly accurate.
Sunflowers. What are you talking about?
Oh. God.
I
smoke raisins.
Captain Lavender. That is my name, Captain Lavender.
Wow.
Josh is Geshi. I love you too, Geshi.
That's not
no,
right.
That was not a good.
Oh, God. Whatever. A year since I've heard that. Oh my God. Okay, so should we do? Let's do recommendations first. You know what I want to do? Recommendations, because I got a comment on the last podcast that said, "Why don't you guys talk about things you like as opposed to everything you hate?"
It's actually a pretty good question.
Well, that's because we hate that guy. Fuck you.
No. It actually made me think. I don't want to be the hate cast.
Why not?
That's the internet.
I realize, yeah, because the internet's evil. But here's what I realized. It's because everything's bad right now.
That's about right. Actually.
Because the stuff that's good is consistently good, so there's no reason to obsess over it. You got 30 Rock, Always Sunny, and one other one.
We're in a geek recession.
Yeah, Battlestar's not on yet. Lost isn't on yet. If it was, I'd probably be upset anyway. Heroes is terrible.
Ugh.
And
the last Terminator was good.
And Terminator's always good, but I don't want to talk about it because you always shit all over it.
For the first time ever, Terminator had a good episode. I was fucking shocked.
John Connor come lately. I'm sick of your shit hating on that show.
Oh,
wait,
God.
Did you accidentally watch the movie instead? And we're like, this is a good episode.
It was fantastic.
Dude, Arnold showed up, and then there was that dude that was all liquid metal and shit.
It was really long.
And, like, yeah, like the helicopter shoots out the side of the building.
It was a triple ep.
A very special episode.
I spent my whole work shift watching that.
So few people watch that show that they could just air that, and no one would know the difference.
Yeah.
They'd be like, 10 years ago.
Bing.
Flashback.
Bing.
Come with me if you're hungry. I'm going to go get some food.
Live with me if you want to come.
Come to me if you have to have it.
Oh, hey.
Huh.
Grab my balls if you want to leave.
And then they just fly away.
Yeah, he's hanging out of a helicopter and his balls are the only thing that reach. Grab my taint if you want
sense.
To leave. I need your pants and your taint. And you screwed them.
That sounds awful, actually. What,
later,
what,
bitches!
What is he going to do with that?
He's making a man suit.
Oh.
One of the Terminators in Terminator Sarah Connor did that.
Put the lotion on its feet.
All that made it through the portal was his head, and somehow he built the body.
And
I don't
even
remember
that
how.
Was a fucking plot hole.
How did he build the
they
body?
Had portals?
The time travel, electricity, shut up.
How did he build the body? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
One day he had a body.
It was dumb.
Then he strips a guy of his skin and like puts it on, and then he grows more skin.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I pointedly
didn't see
do
it.
Not.
That's because you don't watch that show.
Yeah, that show was even worse.
You can't
back
remember
then.
Things that you don't watch.
Right.
There's a way that
that's
that works.
What it
is. Yeah.
So
don't.
Let's
watch
do our
it,
new
Denise.
Segment.
Okay.
Our new segment. Staff picks. We got to think of a better name.
Staff infection.
Better name. That's stupid.
No.
That plays off the joke twice, and you lose what it was actually about. Because later you're going to be like, herpes infections. What's that mean? I don't know.
We talk about herpes a lot.
Dickhole infections. This is the part of the show where we recommend things to you. It's called Bleeding Anus Infections. Why? I don't know why it's called that. Shut up.
I can't remember it.
It just always was.
It's a play on words, bro. Play on words.
It's a play on a play on words.
You see?
Do your homework.
Do you see?
That's Eli's new catchphrase. Do your homework, bro. That's all I'm saying. Because it doesn't make any sense. Can you come up with a non sequitur that's like your constant, like... It's what I'm always telling Grandpa.
Don't do that. Why would you ask that?
Never mind.
Well, no, because I was like, I don't know, for Josh, I'm going to go take a shit.
That's accurate and not even funny.
Yeah, but then I was like, yeah, that's actually true. And
I've got loose bowels, bro. No, that's true. Oh, right.
All right.
That's not funny. So, Hijinks the Sioux recommends things to you, and then you like them. Denise... You took one for the team, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me you liked it.
How were things in the land of Tristopher?
Okay, now you're already jumping. You're already jumping on the, you shouldn't be so hateful, and you're like, but don't tell me.
No, I did more research.
But don't tell me it's good.
Dude, I did
By
more
research.
By research,
do you mean you read it?
No.
No.
I won't.
Not at all.
I won't do that.
Well then, sir.
I read more reviews, and now I know everything.
He read a Wikipedia page.
All right.
That and more. Denise read...
I am still reading. I actually didn't get to finish. Okay, shut your face.
And in your assignment before the bell.
I did more than any of you three combined, okay? Mm-mm. So shut your face.
I watched three movies and I'm recommending all of them. Go ahead.
What three movies? Anyway, so I'm about halfway through the book Twilight, which is the first in the series of teenage vampire novels, if you don't know about it yet.
Tweenpires.
Tweenpires?
Tweenpires. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, I'm about halfway done. It's not terrible.
But it is, right?
No, I don't know. It kind of reminds me of the kind of, it's a teenager book. So it's the kind of stuff that I used to read when I was about 13, 14, things like that. Like Sweet Valley kind of stuff.
Cool.
Hey, shut up. You never read Sweet Valley. That's good stuff.
Oh, okay. I'll go pick it up right now. Sorry.
You should.
I'll go check that out.
It's a spellbinding read.
Yeah, I'm there.
For sure.
Anyway, I don't know. The book's okay if you don't take it. It's kind of a popcorn kind of read. Like, you can't take it too seriously. I don't understand the people, though, who are trying to compare it to Harry Potter, because it's not even in the same league.
They're comparing it to Harry Potter because it's trying to get young kids interested in vampires.
In pagan shit. That I get that. Pissing off
it's trying to corrupt our youth, which I appreciate.
But they're not
Wait, Harry Potter had vampires?
No. It might
You're
have,
not even paying
know.
Attention.
I am.
What are you now doing your homework? What are you doing?
He's
Never
researching.
Mind. Go ahead, Denise.
He's anyway. Copying his answers off somebody else's right now, furiously.
He's going to go, all right, so anyway, this week I read half of Twilight. It's pretty good.
But it wasn't really that good.
And I don't know why people are comparing it to Harry Potter. And that's
not even in the same.
That's as far as I got.
Whatever.
Do I get an A, too?
Eli, can you speak to me after class?
F
Damn
plus.
It!
F plus.
Pass, just barely.
No, F-plus. I don't know. Harry Potter was... I think Harry Potter's better just by, like... Just the writing itself is better.
The first two Harry Potter books are still super childish.
Well, yeah, but like just the level of writing was still better, I think. Like the descriptions and how it's written, the dialogues are funnier in Harry Potter, the whole series. I don't know, Twilight seems like, if you don't take it too seriously, it's
Tell
it's
me
right.
if what I've read is wrong. Okay, so here's what I've read.
I haven't finished it, remember.
Okay, there's no conflict.
Well, not yet. Not that I've seen.
You're halfway through.
From
what
book,
I've read, is that it never happens.
I've seen the trailer of the movie, and it looks like maybe.
No, not movie.
Oh.
The characters are one dimensional.
Yeah.
There's nothing to like about the protagonist. Everyone instantly that the family of the vampire boy is like, we're the perfect family, everything's great, right. We're perfect. So there's no character development.
Well, the whole thing about it is it's very kind of, I think anyway, it's kind of detached in that I can't believe in any of the characters.
Sure.
They're
like IKEA vampires.
Right.
They're like pressed wood vampires.
Easy
with
to assemble.
Yeah.
Right. There's not really any kind of depth in them.
They're like soccer mom vampires,
right.
which offends me as a vampire aficionado.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's all right. Like, the girl is kind of, sort of relatable, only like personally to me, just because she's like, oh, she just moved into this new town and she's all like lonely or whatever.
And then everyone loves her instantly.
My friend, Tristan.
But I mean, like, I can't relate farther beyond that because I didn't meet like a vampire boyfriend that I.
Well, you missed
dating,
out.
So, I know.
The other thing that I read is that everything just kind of happens extremely easily. Like yeah. She just kind of flows through, and everyone's like,
it
"We
really
instantly
is.
Love you. Yeah. We want you to be a vampire with us, and it's a pretty great life." And
that's
she's
pretty
like, oh,
much, yeah. Like,
it's a hard knock life.
There's
for
not.
Us.
That's actually pretty spot on because there's not much development by way of like, oh, she has a crush on the vampire guy, and then she finds out it's a vampire, and there's not much like in between that. It's
yeah.
not like
because being a vampire is not all that bad in this universe.
Well, I think he's supposedly super hot or something.
And you also use sparkle.
Huh?
They sparkle. Have you not gotten to that part yet?
I guess not.
They sparkle.
Spoilers.
I don't know.
Like unicorns. Like fucking My Little Ponies. They sparkle.
I would kind of equate...
My Little Pony.
I love
on.
That show.
I'm going to recommend the My Little Pony
Let's,
show.
Instead of reading Twilight, go ahead and watch My Little
You'd
Pony.
You'd be better off.
I love
Pick up a few of the VHS movies. Probably be fine.
And Starberry Shortcake.
I would equate it as if you were reading like a Harlequin romance or something.
Tell me if you've gotten this far.
Really.
I didn't even know this was an issue. I didn't know that the entire thing was based off the Mormon faith.
Oh.
Oh, God damn it.
I
fuck the Mormons. Canceled.
Think about that now.
We're not
I'll
talking
have
about this
to
anymore.
Read the whole thing and let you know.
Yeah, turns out she grew up in Provo, which is Mormon capital USA.
So
she's
the
a Mormon.
Vampires are Mormons?
Yes, yes. Apparently all the subtext of
he
being a vampire...
He wants to sire many women.
Yes, no. All the subtext is about the deeper Mormon stuff, like to reach holiness, you become completely white, and that you know your mate.
Oh, wow.
That you know your mate.
Sorry,
Eli. On a...
nothing
like,
for me, then.
You know your mate before you were born, and like when you find them, you just know who they are. And read... You should... You should read that live journal link. I'll send it to you.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody
that.
Writes a pretty... It's pretty... You know, they trash it, but the facts in it are funny. Like, I did not know all the Mormon subtext in it.
Oh, so, out of five...
I didn't catch that yet.
Out of five gourd hats, where what would you give this?
2.5 gourd hats?
Probably two.
Two gourd hats.
Two gourd hats.
Six gourd hats up.
I need Deuce Bigelows out of five.
I need like a stamp.
I can't
sound.
Honestly recommend it, like even to younger kids, in as far as like literary reading
yeah,
or anything.
Better stuff to read, right?
Absolutely, a lot of better stuff to read.
So wait, that's not your recommendation. That's just your experience. Do you have a recommendation?
I did watch kind of an artsy movie. It's out on DVD now. It's called The Fall. It's by the same producer as the guy who did The Cell with Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
So it's the same kind of visionary
like
kind of...
bizarro...
mindfuck?
It's absolutely gorgeous,
wait,
though.
Who's,
like,
it, who's in it? Is it about...
It's, there's no name. It's
is
no
it about
big
a girl
stars.
In a hospital bed? Or
yes.
A dude? Oh, I've seen a trailer for that and was like, what's
it's
going on?
Really
it's
really fucking good. Get it
okay.
on
what
like
it
Blu-ray.
Called?
It's called The Fall.
Is
Fall.
There anything that
okay.
happens
I've heard
in it,
it
or do you just watch it for pretty?
It's actually really well written. The whole premise is that I'll try not to spoil it too much, but it's about a guy, a grown-up guy, and like this little kid, and they meet in a hospital, and he's telling her these stories to you know, try to get her to grab some medication for him that he's not supposed to have. And this whole time he's telling these stories, she has a different vision of it in her head that's like more epic and more colorful and very like broad ranging. I looked at IMDb, they said they filmed it in something ridiculous like 17 different countries in a span of 4 years.
Wow.
So this country Jesus. Has been long in the making. Go watch it. It is absolutely it's like the best thing I've seen in a long time.
That's good. So that's yours?
Yeah. Whoa, that's
looks,
my
that looks crazy.
Pick. I'm telling you, it's really good. The other thing that I've seen this year that comes pretty close has been, what is that? That Neil Gaiman book, Stardust.
I saw that a couple of days ago.
That's really good.
That's really good. I really like that.
I, very surprisingly good,
enjoyed it, but I did feel it was a little too kiddy for me to have not expected it to be quite so kiddy.
Okay, so if you want to step up from that, get The Fall, because that one's really
but it's like
good.
Enchantment and woods and slaying things and dragons.
It's better.
I really enjoyed the fact that Claire Danes was in it, because she's never in anything.
I don't like her.
Oh, I do.
I gotta say.
It comes from a...
I hate that bitch.
It comes from a long ago... obsession with my so-called life when I was a teenage boy.
Oh my god!
And she was a
kidding?
Grungy girl.
I was half expecting you to pull out Romeo and Juliet.
No.
But
no. Yeah, that's.
She's always be my angel.
Fool me, God.
Fool me.
Oh god, that fucking song.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I was surprised. It was good. It seemed like they crammed too much into the movie, so I'm assuming there was source material that was longer, maybe, if it was a book or a story, I don't know, but the movie had a lot of shit jam-packed in it.
Mm-hmm.
But De Niro as gay pirate.
Gay pirate? Oh.
Was fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Why has he not been in a role?
Transgender
like
gay
I know.
Pirate and
so
butt pirate.
He was kind of like. He was like overdoing
that,
it for a while.
And that was an accident.
Yeah, that, well done, sir.
God damn.
Anyway, yeah, Stardust is a pretty
it's,
solid
it's really
recommendation.
Pretty and, it's really fun to watch.
She sparkles, but she's a star, not a vampire.
Shut up.
Right.
No, I'm serious. There's a time for sparkling.
And sparkle. It's only if you're a star, not a vampire.
it's like sparkle motion.
Josh, since you're at least here and awake,
what?
Do you have a recommendation of any kind? It could be a game, a comic, a movie.
I finished Dead Space, which was fantastic. And if you haven't played it, you should go out and buy it right now.
I heard that it's scarier on the harder levels, and you should only play it on, like, the higher difficulties.
Where are you getting all this information? Because
I
all,
read the internet 24 hours a day.
It's all wrong.
All the information about Twilight was wrong. Really.
Well...
What the fuck are you talking about?
But you didn't
right,
read
stop
it.
Stop fighting.
Whatever. Hey, this is my turn. What are
yeah.
you two arguing
let,
for?
Let him
I don't
talk.
Know.
Anyway.
Let him talk.
So Dead Space is fantastic. It's really creepy. I respect everything about the game. It's really solidly put together. It's beautiful, and it scared the shit out of me a number of times.
It really was scary. Did you play it in the dark?
Yes.
Oh.
I played it between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m. over the course of a week.
That's like your afternoon.
God. How did you sleep?
Shut up.
Well, I mean, that's like an hour after you get up.
I know. Anyway, that was really good. I just beat Gears of War 2 a couple days ago. Liked part of it.
Since I don't game anymore, but when I did, I like to draw things out as long as possible. Do you like to just beat a game and then you're done with it? Or do you go back and play it? Or
In the case of...
Because you beat a game in like 4 days, right?
In Dead Space, I drew that out. I actually took the time to explore every nook and cranny. And, Gears of War 2 is a disposable piece of shit.
Is it not good?
It's a shooter.
Portions of it are good.
No chainsaw rape?
Well, I enjoyed the raping chainsaws.
Rape
saw. Same as the first game.
The thing is that they improve on the first game in a number of areas, but none of that is in the first half of the game.
Yeah.
So the first half of the game makes me want to kill myself because it's fucking boring.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And then the last half of the game was like, oh, wait, we did a new shit too. Check it out.
You know, I turned on, I saw something on the guide on DirecTV, and I was like, it was like, Gears of War 2 is special. And I was like, oh, maybe it'll have some... behind-the-scenes stuff. No. It was a 30-minute circle jerk of everyone involved with it talking about how great it was, but, like, never actually showing any part of the game or talking about how they made it. But
yeah.
They had John DiMaggio, Bender, who is also the main voice actor.
Right.
And,
my name is Marcus Fenix.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I'm John DiMaggio, I play Marcus Fenix. My favorite part's the chainsaw, because you're like, what? I've got a gun, and then there's a chainsaw. And you're like, oh, no, I'm going to kill the chainsaw! Like, and that was his interview.
That's pretty good.
It was super not
we
serious at all. Like,
things.
There was no substance. I turned it off after like 5 minutes.
So out of 5 cups of gravy, what do you get Dead Space?
Dead Space gives
everyone
all...
Everyone gets a custom rating scale.
Dead Space earns a full 5 cups of gravy.
That's
what do you give to Gears of War?
Gears of War, I will give 3.
But you asked for a 4th and they wouldn't give it to
right.
you.
Right, I was like, I wanted the 4th, and they were like, you had 4 last time.
Yeah, you need to pay.
I kind of want some chicken
I swear
now.
To God, Popeyes charges me for extra gravy
you
now.
You need to pay for more gravy.
Fucking communists.
That's not that communism.
Socialists. From communists. Socialists, whatever.
No, in socialist gravy, you'd have to give like half your gravy to somebody
right.
else.
That's actually just a regular system.
Shut
yeah.
up.
That's capitalism.
It's
no.
Capitalist. Free enterprise.
Charging for shit.
It's fucking Marxist, okay?
Dickholes.
Whatever.
Wait, they charge extra for
it's,
gravy anyway.
No, it's
about fucking Catholics. What are you talking about?
Fucking Joel. hate you.
I thought they always charge extra for gravy.
They do. No. Josh tries to game the system.
They're supposed to, but I can usually socially engineer my way around.
He's like, look, I don't want any of the other shit, so instead of that shit, put gravy in that bucket, and I'll have two gravy. And they're like, you, what? Okay? Huh?
Yeah, I'm like, no dipping sauce. Instead of the dipping sauce.
It's not equal.
I can't.
It's totally they're equal,
they're
bitch.
They're drawing a does not equal sign, like, for Josh in gravy on the counter. Okay?
Like, you see that gravy you just wasted on the counter? I'm, like, licking the counter. I would like to point out that their gravy contains bacon, and I am now wearing my brand new Bacon is a vegetable.
Yes, Josh is patroning other webcomics.
Yeah. I'm a traitor.
No, it's a good comic.
I don't really care, though.
It's one of the few that
I've never
actually
read.
The
comic. I have no idea what it is.
See, yeah, that's my point.
So, what? What?
I don't know.
Go on.
What? You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Eli, do you have a recommendation?
I have a shitty movie recommendation.
Your scale will be either maracas or tacos. Or actually, maracos.
Your
let's
scale,
make him a taco bed.
Your scale is in negative tacos.
Right.
How many negative tacos do you give it?
All
right, what's your recommendation?
Less is better?
My recommendation for the week is...
It's like golf.
For, yeah. It's like sure.
The movie Hell's Highway. Not related to the game.
But that is why you picked it up.
Should be. We should make a game out of that.
The whole they should make a game out of this.
Shut up.
No, it was something that I found because of the title.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it would be a good tie-in for my birthday, and turns out I was right.
wow. The best movie I've seen in 2008. There.
I have to...
It's up there.
I'll have to bring up where you can get this, but apparently if you just look up... Oh, Hell's Highway. Now, apparently there's another Hell's Highway that's a driving, like a driver's ed video. So don't buy
Blood
that.
Blood on the pavement.
Yeah, it's like that.
Splatter on the dashboard.
But it's not that one. This one is a 2006 flick. And
that doesn't matter. It was shot on a handy cam and lit with the sun.
Stars with dudes.
We're in Death Valley.
You downloaded it straight from their website, though. What was their website? Dickholemovies.com.
Pennsylvania to the sands of Redondo Beach, California.
Party! Woo! Oh, and then the girl's like, "Do you want to see my titties?" And then she flashes her.
Oh, right there.
Wow, I called it.
Three or four times she does that in a row.
Yeah,
just randomly.
Oh, are you just playing the movie or a trailer?
No, that's like the
titties.
So.
That can't possibly be a trailer.
At no point, in Hell's Highway.
I don't want to give any spoilers, but...
You can just tell the entire plot of the movie. Nobody would give a shit.
There may not be...
It's totally story-driven. You wouldn't want to spoil that.
Okay, it is braindamagefilms.com.
The basic plot...
If you want to pick up a copy.
The basic plot of Hell's Highway... Is
dude,
that,
spoilers.
Is that there's an evil highway.
Let me just go ahead and read this for you.
The highway
Four college friends take a fatal road trip. The road, Hell's Highway, a direct route to terror. They they pick up Lucinda, a hot young hitchhiker, full of sexual deviance and lust.
No.
For the bloody kill.
Right.
After being terrorized and nearly killed, the group manages to turn the tables. They thought they killed her, but around the next bend... Around every bend, she appears in the like a mirage, ready to murder again. A
murderous mirage.
She the devil? Can anyone stop her killing spree?
That movie would have made more sense if she had been.
I'm sorry,
devil.
This is a 2003 film.
Okay, the best part about it is that at no point in the movie do they ever refer to it as Hell's Highway.
They call it the Devil's Highway
and
constantly.
What was Satan's underpass? Was
we kept saying yeah, it was like Satan's throughway, the Devil's tollway, Lucifer's express lane.
But yeah, out of
I guess you really high could, occupancy vehicles of the damned.
I, you know, you actually could say the Phantom Toll Booth at that point.
Yeah.
Get out. Just go.
Is that like
just
a
I am in like wait. 45 minutes.
Wait, what was that? Is that like when you fart in the bathtub or what?
Whoa! What?
Is that like what is that what you call
what
it?
What are you talking
Dutch
about?
Oven? It's a
are
book.
You equating a Dutch oven to
no,
a phantom toll
a Dutch
booth?
Oven happens under the sheets.
Hang on.
No, I that's why I was seeing the
he's,
bathtub.
He's on to something. The phantom
it's a book. We need, nobody I read.
I know, but we need to coin the term the phantom toll booth. As being something either gross or sexual or both.
Wait, I'm going to Urban Dictionary, right?
Just update it with anything
God,
you like.
Damn you guys.
But anyway, yeah, braindamagefilms.com. I give it a negative 5 burritos out of a possible
negative million.
out of a possible negative 5 burritos, I give it the full 5 negative burritos.
Jesus. It was negative
it
for
was,
certain.
It was pretty
Wait,
classic.
Wait, so less is more.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's negative.
In
oh,
this,
okay.
In
it's really good. Don't confuse people.
Yeah.
If you enjoy anything resembling a shitty movie night, I put this on your list.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The best part this, was that Eli paid for it, like via PayPal on their website. And then just imagine all those douchebags sitting around, like drinking beers, jerking off on a fucking biscuit or something. Holy shit! We just got a payment! A guy bought our movie! Sucker!
But yeah, so go buy it, invite some friends over. Don't tell them what you're going to watch.
Oh, God. And then they will leave hating you.
Yeah, three people left Eli's party like right in the middle of the movie. I have to, with my feet, I gotta go.
I got diarrhea.
Of the face. I just got cancer. I have to go. Oh, I forgot I have a baby. I have to leave.
I actually just looked up farting in the tub as well.
Aquafart?
Yeah. Apparently it's known as the aquafart.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so generic.
Mom, yeah, Jimmy just laid an aquafart in the bathtub.
Shut the fuck up, kid!
There's nothing revolutionary about that.
I don't know. It happens
in Battlestar.
Like the one that...
That's a space fart. That's an airlock fart. If you're... All those Cylons are in the airlock, they're about to flush them out, and then Ty just goes... Sorry, my bad!
But see...
If we all fart enough, maybe we can equalize the pressure!
Saves everybody.
We can save one of us!
What just happened?
There. Oh.
Okay. Aw, baby.
Baby's coming in to say goodnight. Aw. Good night, baby.
I want a kiss. Aw.
It's always about you, Denise.
Shut up. Bye. Good night.
Good night, baby.
Good night, baby. The baby's a technical difficulty.
Yeah. We're
wow.
Experiencing infant difficulties.
That's deep.
Aw.
Okay.
No, that means
but
you
yeah,
don't
that was my recommendation.
Technical difficulties.
Suck it.
Wholehearted, I approve. My recommendations.
Whole farted.
The last couple of weeks I've been talking about Netflix streaming. They should give me some money for all the pimping I'm doing for them. So when I'm drawing,
totally,
I'll put up some Netflix movies on their little streaming doodad and watch them. The selection's really small, but there's a lot of good documentaries, so I've been watching those. So three that I'm going to recommend. Number one is, I believe it was a Hughes Brothers film, American Pimp. Have any of you seen that?
No.
Man, oh man. It's like interviews with real pimps from like way back when until now.
Like they're still pimps?
Some are. Most of them are, yeah.
Retired pimps?
Some of those too.
Veteran pimps?
Bishop Don Magic Juan is one of the ones they interview.
Veteran pimps?
Pimp vets. They have like their own VFW. veterans of foreign pimping. I don't know. They, just that lifestyle is just bizarre beyond understanding. So I just recommend that you watch that with your mouth agape and
is
have
anybody
no idea.
Named, what was it? What was it? Sweet Jam?
Sweet Pickles and Jam or something like that?
Yeah, Sweet Pickles and Jam.
Pickles and the Sweet Jam is what it was.
Right, yeah, that's right. Pickles and Sweet Jam.
Close enough.
Pickles.
One of the guys' name was Charm. Anyway, it's just so bizarre. It's so fucking bizarre. So watch that movie. Second one was, what the fuck was it? I put it on here. Let's see. The Pixar Story is available for streaming on there. And that's a behind the scenes look at the beginning of Pixar all the way up to Cars.
Okay.
And
oh,
god damn, is it good.
The early shit that they do is incredible.
Dude. Okay. Not only are Pixar, like, you know, constantly revolutionizing outside the box or whatever the shit, they, several of the people on board helped invent computer animation.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just did not exist.
Like, the very first Pixar animation like, even from the start, incredibly innovative and inventing new techniques that never existed before. And
the first, they were like...
The little bubbly guy with the...
Well, no, way before that. Wait, like, one? Okay, the very first computer animation ever is of a guy's hand doing this, and he works at Pixar. Like, George Lucas basically started it, which I did not know.
Yep.
As part of Lucasfilm, was like, we need to figure out if we can animate with computers.
Yeah, some of their work
I have
is,
this idea for this thing called Jar Jar.
Jar Jar, meh, stick him up, meh.
He's a 20s gangster.
Some of Pixar's original work was in,
never mind.
Was in Return of the Jedi. They did the hologram of the, Death Star.
When Mon Mothma is like,
that was
right.
Pixar, but
to bring
Pixar wasn't a company right. then, though. Pixar was the name of the computer that could do that.
Right. Like, those guys did some of that work, and then they eventually
at one point,
were, like,
they spin off Pixar. They asked to become their own division of Lucasfilm. This movie never actually explains where Lucas severs ties, or if he ever does. He doesn't have anything to do with them now, but they never say that he...
No, they're...
That they stopped being a part of Lucasfilm.
It's in there somewhere, because then Steve Jobs came in and said, hey, like, he kind of like...
Well, no, they had no money, they had no prospects, they had technology that no one else possessed, and no one cared. The animation industry was terrified of them, because they seriously were like, computers, the devil! They're drawing with digital lightning! Like, get away, demon! And so they were scared they were going to lose their jobs to computers. Disney wouldn't touch them. John Lasseter was fired from Disney for trying to integrate computer technology into the Brave Little Toaster. And he so unimpressed the current head of animation at Disney that they fired him the next day, which was fucking bizarre.
Owned. He but said, then Denise got blanky.
Oh, right, the electric blanket.
Yeah.
They called him the next day, and they were like, hey, guess what? Your contract's over. Bye. He said it was like that unceremonious.
I actually don't have a blanket.
And then they... also, all of their success up until this point has been like random happenstance. None of it... It's not like they have a formula for success. They have no idea what they're doing. And it's random that it keeps happening.
Really?
Yeah, like they're surprised.
That's
like,
weird because I thought like they had like everything planned from the beginning.
No, like Toy Story was going to be a 30-minute like TV special.
I heard somewhere that they had like sketches on napkins of like stuff like when they first started of things like monster
ideas.
Like
yeah, no, I'm saying the making of the
movies. Oh, I see.
Like the process by which their movies get made does not exist. They basically invent new technologies every time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the directors push the animators. The animators push the technology. The technology comes back and gives them new things they can do. And it's fucking bizarre. But, like, Monsters, Inc. was done by a first-time director who's never directed anything.
Wow.
So was Nemo.
Okay.
And neither of those they expected to do as well as Toy Story.
Right.
Toy Story, originally, Woody was an asshole. And they showed it to Disney with their anime. It's weird.
Yeah, and they were like, no, you should make him a cowboy.
No, he was a cowboy asshole.
There was my joke.
Oh, sorry. They showed some animatics.
God damn it.
Killed everything.
Man. They showed some animatics early on that they showed to Disney where they almost got fired off the project. And Woody was like, listen here, cocksuckers. No toy's going to replace us, you bitches. Now shut the fuck up. And I mean, like, he was really abrasive.
No, I'm gonna bet that didn't happen at all.
That was verbatim.
I'm gonna go out on a limb.
He's reading off the script.
He fucked the mashed potato. He like he bored out a hole in it and just went nuts on its little butt flap or whatever.
What? Oh,
so anyway,
Mr. Like, Potato Head, mashed potato.
Oh, mashed potato head. Yes,
I didn't remember mashed potato in that movie.
So that's good. Watch that. Last thing was to watch a movie called Dark Days, which is a documentary where this guy follows around people that live underground in abandoned New York subway tunnels. And almost all of them are crackheads. It's another like little slice of life that just makes you happy that you live in a house.
What channel is that on?
Netflix.com.
Oh. Right.
Which is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
well
I
done.
Have another. I just remembered. Watch Top Chef. Woohoo, that's an awesome show. Shut up. I love that show.
I decline that recommendation.
Food porn.
All right, awesome. So getting on, This Week in Internet. 39 minutes. Let's fly through these. This Week in Internet, number one, Showtime has bought the rights to and is developing a gay superhero show based on a novel called Hero by Perry Moore. The first novel from Chronicles of Narnia producer Perry Moore about a closeted homosexual superhero may become a Showtime series. Let's see. Tom Creed tries not to disappoint his dad, a disgraced Cape Crusader, who now toils as a factory drudge, so he keeps his gay identity and his developing superpowers under wraps.
Interesting.
He secretly tries out for the prestigious League.
Anyway, sounds like it's going to be frustrating.
It sounds very Showtime, actually. That sounds like something Showtime could actually pull off, but only on a cable network.
Yeah,
we're gonna be racy. Like
a really well, no, not racy, but
super
it's,
butt fucking is gonna be it's fantastic.
Like, it's like
I
weeds.
Can't wait for that episode.
Well, it's like if you look
that's
at
it's gonna be the pilot.
If you look at it from the weeds aspect, like Weeds is about a suburban soccer mom, which
drug dealer.
If you present it to somebody, they're like, no, that's stupid. But then you watch it, you're like, that's. Interesting take on that.
All of Showtime's series are kind of like that, where it's like, no, he's a sympathetic serial killer. No, it's a sympathetic drug dealer. No, it's
I
a sympathetic...
I haven't watched this season yet.
Oh, wait, Dexter is on HBO, isn't it?
Oh,
no,
it is?
No.
Or is it Showtime?
Showtime.
I haven't
it's
seen
not like
this
I
season.
Ever actually have the channel.
Yeah, you don't have
HBO
have
has
shows.
Nothing going on right now except True Blood.
Oh, yeah, that's why I keep seeing that.
Oh, yeah, watch that.
Brotherhood or something.
Is
that show has actually gotten... I really
is True Blood season over yet?
No.
I need to get it from someone.
Still going.
Anyway,
yeah, it's like, don't take it. Do not ever take it seriously.
No, not at
and
all.
And you will love it.
So
also,
anyway,
try not to hate Anna Paquin as much as I do.
I like her.
What are you? Hey, her and Claire Danes. What,
I know,
what's your problem?
I
what's
don't
with
know.
You and wavy white chicks?
I think
pale
that's what
white,
it is. Actually,
they're too pale for you.
They're too wavy. I don't know.
You love the waif.
So anyway, gay hero Showtime. It'll either happen or it won't.
Wow, that's very definitive there.
I don't know. You didn't say anything. I was trying to...
I didn't know
also,
anything about
we hate it.
It
already.
You know what I know.
You know what? When it turns out to be shitty and stupid, I'll be like, fuck
plus,
that shit!
Plus tomorrow's comic is how much I hate it or something.
Stupid.
Jeffrey Tambor, again, is stirring shit up by saying that the Arrested Development movie is on, that he had a meeting with Mitch Hurwitz.
What? What?
He's the only one. And he,
oh, God
every interview I've read with him in the last like 3 months is he's like, no, we're doing it. It's totally happening.
He's just fucking with people.
Well, it's just because he doesn't have any work. Everybody else who was on that show is doing something.
Yeah, but not good stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing something.
Like, Lucille was in fucking 90210.
I know,
and
I
was
saw
like,
Buster.
Oh,
that's a paycheck.
I saw Buster recently
as the
somewhere.
Same character, just poorly written.
In that Christina Applegate show.
Gross.
Buster was in that.
I
I'm
saw
like,
him
wait,
in the,
what?
In the
what's wrong? Who? Christina Applegate?
Stranger Than Fiction.
I don't know. Christina Applegate has some kind of
show. Do you hate her?
I was just watching it in
is
the
it
gym.
Just Christine
like
or
her.
Something like that?
I don't know. Something like that. It's pretty gay.
Just Christine?
Kelly Bundy, thenewshow.com.
What?
I don't know.
Like boobless Kelly Bundy?
What?
She needs a leather mini skirt always.
Who?
Like even when she's old. Just so people recognize her.
Right. Like, oh.
Oh, that one that you are.
Because she just had her tits cut off, so.
She did?
Yeah. She had a double mastectomy.
Uh-huh. Whoa, really?
Uh-huh. She took nude photos. She
a
hired
second.
A professional.
I really like that your way of approaching a double mastectomy is that she just had her tits cut off. That's your compassion, your capacity for compassion knows no bounds.
Just so that we're clear, I used words that the layman can understand.
I see.
That's
I
actually
see.
What happened.
Thank you.
Her tits
thank
were
you.
Cut off.
He's thank this you. Generation's Dante.
Wow.
Exactly.
So what were you saying about nude photos?
She actually hired a professional photographer and did like a really amazing like photo shoot of herself nude before the,
oh
like little like weeks before the surgery so that she would always be able to remember her breasts.
Son
so,
of
but
a
she's
bitch.
Still doing the show and I guess
I,
they put
I don't know.
Stuff
they
in
use prostheses
instead,
probably.
Or?
You can after a certain healing period, you can have technically breast implants,
right,
even
right.
though you're missing all of the tissue and skin and whatnot.
Should they take everything when that happens?
It depends
no
on the level of damage. If you're going for
battle damage,
if you're wow,
you're
awful. Goddamn,
you're a terrible person.
If you know that there's a chance of reconstruction, they may leave as much as possible. But typically, it's a full on.
Wow, just lop it off.
Yeah, and there is no way to surgically, cosmetically, surgically replace nipples. So they typically will be tattooed on.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you know? What?
I watch a lot of Discovery Health.
God damn it. This is what I do all day, folks.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have a job to go to. You learn about medical mysteries.
I'm pretty much a medical like licensed doctor.
Yeah, no, I could probably do a an emergency like trach on maybe
you know
Eli
do,
and Denise.
I can do a wicked whip stitch now. You know, I cut myself and
a whip stitch because of all the model shows that you watch.
I'm not sure if that was from Top Model or if it was from Grey's Anatomy. Is the problem? It's from one of the
wait. So you can either repair a hem or a suture someone's like bleeding vein or something.
I thought that was
can I just run your arm through a sewing machine?
Wow!
I can donkey punch a hooker.
What does that have to do with anything?
I thought we're going on shows that we watch.
What show do you watch about
donkey punching hookers?
That needs to be Showtime's new racy show, a sympathetic donkey show girl.
The hooker donkey punch.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Starring Anna Paquin. Y'all, I just want to get out of this donkey show, y'all.
Y'all, I just want to fix the gap in my teeth, y'all.
And I can read that donkey's mind, y'all.
The deep here.
He does not like to fuck me. He just wants his carrot at the
so
end.
She's so terrible. Wow. She's such a bad actress. My God.
She's the donkey whisperer.
And there's the title for this week's podcast.
Yo, the donkey whisperer. Yo, I can read that donkey's mind. He's horny.
Yo, I just want to fuck you. Yo. That's pretty much what everybody else is thinking on that show.
Hey, we were going to talk about Arrested Development movie, but hey, whatever. It's either going to happen or it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Would you stop saying that?
I don't understand how they could do an Arrested Development movie. I don't either.
It would be 90 minutes of in jokes, and half of the audience would be fucking
they
baffled.
Would leave.
Right.
Unless, and I would be crying.
No,
in the
you know
aisles.
What they'd have to do? They'd have to do a 4-hour movie 6 months in advance to establish all the jokes, and then you get the 2-hour movie like later that year.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Okay. This could only happen in Houston. That's why the only reason I want to bring it up is because it's Texas. In the Houston Zoo, a popular elephant named Mac died of elephant herpes.
Oh,
are you serious?
Shit.
Which I do not know if that is herpes that an elephant gets or like the worst kind of herpes ever.
It's like it's actually just really, really big herpes.
Right? Like elephantitis herpes. Somebody's like, whoa, dude, is your dick swollen to 10 times its normal size? No, dude. Elephant herpes.
Check out the chunk on that one, though. It's pretty sweet.
So,
wow.
Are the other
I
elephants
give myself a mud bath with it.
Infected, too? Or just
I'm thinking
the
like
the
a
one?
Dude fucked it. Because no, I don't see how an elephant gets herpes. I don't know.
Well, Joel, when an elephant loves another elephant very much, but that other elephant turns out to be a complete troll.
It donkey punches the other elephant.
That's more of a donkey, like a donkey stomp.
Yeah,
I don't.
Right. Elephant punched.
All I can think of is Snuffleupagus now.
Oh, bird. I have weeping sores on my genitals, bird.
Oh, God. I almost fell over in the chair.
I may be imaginary, but my herpes are real, bird. Can you apply some salve?
Shut up.
My trunk doesn't reach.
And they're buying all their crap from Oscar. And it's in the trash can.
Yeah, well, that's how we got it junk. In the first place.
Yeah, from using needles from Oscar.
Hey, kids, you want a free base off the base of this trash can?
Oh, God.
He's an upside-down trash can lid full of drugs.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And they're just free basing off of it.
I'm freaking out, bird.
I love Snuffy.
Here, just eat some of these orange slices.
So Cookie Monster just deals in, like, pot cookies, or...
I guess.
Cookie Monster totally mellow. C is for something. I don't remember what.
I'm so hungry.
What just happened?
I don't know.
It burns when I pee, bird.
Oh, Snuffy.
Well, Ernie, you see...
No
Ernie!
Oh, hey, Bert! I just gave you syphilis, Bert! Shouldn't have fucked me so hard!
Oh,
Ernie!
I always thought they were brothers.
Get on the street and make me some money!
No, I
bitch.
Never thought they were just roommates or something. Growing up, I thought they were brothers.
They are not just roommates.
Oh, shut up. Let Sesame Street be innocent.
Dude, You will never, and I mean this, you will never in your natural progression of life see as much fucking Sesame Street as I have seen in the last year.
Well, okay, like, I'll grant you that.
Oh, is baby watching it? That's good.
It's the only thing she watches.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
She knows the order in which the characters appear during the end credits and calls them out before they show up.
Well, that's cool.
That's fucking
crazy. That's a good show, though, instead of something shitty.
No, I won't let her watch anything that's like... Barney. You know, like the dancing amorphous blobs they always show on the soup.
Trippy.
My name is Nathaniel. I like to dance.
Are the vegetable things?
No, those are like godly.
Oh yeah,
too.
Veggie tales. Those are all like Christian. Right?
We don't do like Jonah in the whale as an asparagus. That's not something we do. Okay, whoa. Elephant sex leads to death.
That's wonderful. All
right, this is for Denise.
Oh,
this is different than news you may have heard previously. HBO has
greenlit
a Game of Thrones.
They show him.
Which is not the Song of Fire and Ice, or it is?
It
oh,
is.
That is.
It's the first book of the series.
All right, well, that's happening.
So the first episode for sure is getting made, the pilot. I don't know when they're going to start production, but yeah, I heard about that.
Let's see. HBO has greenlit the pilot for a series based on George R.R. Martin's series of Song of Ice and Fire fantasy novels. The plan is to adapt one novel each season. Starting with 96's A Game of Thrones.
Oh, good. That's the way to do it.
My nipples are hard just thinking about it.
Writing the HBO version are those
so
tattoos?
It's mostly A Song of Ice, then.
Are those tattoo nipples?
Or, duh.
They can't...
Breast cancer humor! Appealing to a mass audience!
She cut off a tits!
Wow, so you're like a vaudeville act for that? Say, Joe, what happened to your wife's tits? They got cut off! Play me off, Charlie.
Mammy.
Whoa, hey.
Mammy, don't have...
Hey, I'm drawing the line at Al Jolson impressions.
You just went the wrong direction there,
buddy. Drawing the line at blackface.
That was pretty... Yeah.
Tit face is
but
fine.
But mammy is the start of mammaries. I was going somewhere
wow,
with it.
Wow, mammaries. Mammaries. No, no. Mammaries.
Shut up.
Like the colors of my mind.
Shut up.
Did everyone lay me off, Charlie? I'm a song and dance man. All I need's a chance. Just give me a chance to do a show.
All right.
Okay. I wish people not watching could see Eli dancing. Yes, the double windmill.
Right?
Yeah. With the legs, like, skipping out as far as possible.
Hello, Jesse, my honey. Jesse, hello, my darling. Jesse,
and Fossey,
hello, my ragtime. Yeah.
Give me a kiss, man. That frog was such a fucking asshole, man.
Oh, my God.
I hate that guy.
I like that.
And that's why I hate the WB.
His purpose in life.
WB.
He totally threw that guy into, like, a massive depression.
Oh, God, no. He's at home, like, he's, oh, and frog like dogs.
You're actually analyzing this. Like,
the frog I'm fucking dogs. That guy is in a padded cell wearing a fucking straight
that's
jacket.
What I'm saying.
He's like Sarah Connor strapped to a table getting licked by the orderly going, the frog dogs, frog fucking dogs.
And
the frog's,
that doesn't make sense.
The orderly's there, and the frog's like, ribbit. And the orderly leaves, and he's like, you're fucking insane. Chuck it.
I don't know why I love that skit so much, though.
I fucked your brains.
I'm
the WB.
Actually, that was worth it for the ending of Spaceballs. When the what alien pops out and does that same thing as it runs down the counter of the space diner.
Good. That was pretty good. Have you all seen the new Enterprise pics?
Yes. Looks the same.
Just send me the link.
It doesn't look the same at all.
It does look...
No. I mean, no.
But yeah. I mean, no, I didn't see it at all online.
It looks okay.
But yeah, I mean, it pretty much
I think they did what they had to, because what they had to do was give us credit for the fact that we've already seen better Star Trek models and CG, so we understand that it can't look as shitty as the original one. But it's pretty, you know...
Well, whatever. It looks like a Nissan Sentra, like...
Nissan Stanza!
2008 compared to the 1988 version.
It's his Nissan Stanza!
That's what it looks like to me. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, but so does the...
It looks like... They just need to finish the fucking movie so they can show it and I can watch it and that's all.
I think it's going to be good.
We get it.
I am pleased with the look of that Thar Enterprise. Well, that was quick.
Send me the link.
Well, I mean, it's visual.
Already
I mean,
done. Oh, get this. So no one gave a shit that Circuit City was dying. I certainly fucking didn't. And Bank of America is going to bail them out.
So stupid.
With $1 billion.
It wasn't. Was it that much?
$1.1 billion, and they owe like $2.5 billion. So all it's going to do is keep them in more debt for longer until they explode again.
Well done.
Yay.
And they've closed. This is what's funny. They've closed like 155 stores, and they're going to try and stay open. None of the ones in Dallas closed. One of the ones in Dallas, like proper, closed. But all of ours are staying
they're
open.
They're staying open? Yeah. Oh.
Which, fuck, I mean, God, no one shops there. Second thing, though, all Josh goes there for is to scam them with other people's ads.
No. I will never set foot in a Circuit City. I use Circuit City ads
to scam other people.
Oh, well, okay. That was different.
They had his, like, $350 remote, touchscreen remote.
They had
the computer wrong.
They had a typo in an ad somewhere, and I got it for $200.
And on Shaq News, they were like, Holy shit.
My God, you have to go right now before they fix it. Oh, my God.
These
you have less than 3 hours left. Before the computer's reset.
And you walk in
go
with,
now.
The, with the thing, and you're like,
give me money, go now.
No, I had to go in there. I had to tell them to get him out of the bag. Like, the shelf is already empty.
And you will go, here's a box cutter. Go find the fucking box. Yeah.
Before I cut you? Like,
you know, that reminds me.
Do it now.
One time when we were still living in apartments, we bought a washer and dryer and went to Lowe's. And we bought a floor model for the washer, and then they were going to bring out the matching dryer. And I was like, you know, we'll save some money on the washer. That's fine. They bring out the dryer, and I go, I really want to make sure that it's the one that matches. And so we've been there for like 45 minutes. They had to get it off like a top shelf in the warehouse with a fucking forklift. They finally get it out here, and the lady that's been helping us cuts open the box with her razor and shows us that it's the right one and has also cut a square around the entire dryer with her razor.
Wow.
And she was like, I'll give you 20% off. I'm like, put it in the truck. Let's go.
Nice.
Wow.
Fix it with whiteout, bitches. Yeah, so anyway. I don't like that my bank is getting involved with bailing out Circuit City. That seems bad.
Wow, way to go, economy.
Isn't it weird to kind of watch this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of terrible.
It's like we're watching some sort of, like, ethnic cleansing of the economy and just, like, sitting by while it happens. I'm serious.
It's the econocost? Like,
yes,
what are you...
Wow, that's pretty good. The econocost. Jesus.
Yeah, we're going to start making lampshades out of banks. Like, what?
Wow! Whoa! You're on bad fire tonight.
Way too far.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here for another 25 minutes.
It just kind of hit me, though.
Tip your waitress.
That, like, okay, number one, you know, it really is happening slowly but surely that, like, every industry is just getting fucked. But we did it. It's our fault as a nation. But I was telling my wife today, I was like, okay, I'm not kidding. We're driving down Preston Road. And I was like, there are at least 8 Starbucks on this road within reasonable driving distance. Mm-hmm. Like 2 or 3 blocks. If we count the mall, there are 3 in the mall. That's excess. We're a culture of excess.
Mm-hmm. There, yay, excess.
I mean, you can't have a Circuit City.
Oh, somebody's phone.
What are you talking about?
Somebody was buzzing.
That's you. You're buzzing. Your mom's buzzing. Anyway.
Go on.
It's good, I think. I mean, it's going to be really hard to live through this. But we need less shit. We need less fucking a Circuit City for every, you know, 3 blocks. And fucking...
Well, just try everything, really. Too much.
No one put on that, guys? Nothing?
Yeah, it's our fault.
Thanks, Eli.
Let's not dwell on it.
Yeah.
You helped.
Don't dwell on it. Just do what you can.
Pretend that it's not happening.
Do what you can to get out of it, which is, like, be smart about your purchasing.
Or don't purchase anything.
Buy a new TV.
It's like Bruce Campbell said. He's like, if you support something, then pay for it. If you don't, then don't buy it.
Man, don't buy anything. We buy too much fucking bullshit. That's why we have
no,
so many
buy,
goddamn
buy what you
cities.
Care about.
HijinxSidney.com.
No.
But
Groverfield t-shirt.
Give me money.
They're awesome.
But
did you get yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
Because the way they're shipping now, I don't know if when they're going out, which kind of bothers
me. It arrived promptly and well packaged.
Wow, that's good.
So yeah, buy what you care about. Don't buy about what you don't care about.
About what? About it.
About plus,
it.
Plus, plus. About it. About AAA it. Would buy again.
Right.
Did you? Hey, when's the last time you did something on eBay?
Me?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
That shit is going down. Speaking of bad economies, eBay is basically turned into like Amazon Lite, where no one actually sells their shit anymore. It's just people, you know, that buy all their shit from China and then resell millions of them. So eBay is basically run by this cabal of power sellers that have dictated all these new rules, or they're going to leave. And they really do control.
Wow.
They really do control like 90% of eBay's income because they sell so much shit.
That's
so now,
up.
If
this
you're
sounds like some weird conspiracy.
Well, if you're selling something and someone never pays you or doesn't pay you on time, sellers can't leave negative feedback anymore. You can either leave positive feedback or none.
Wow.
Like, there's a bunch of new rules like that that have changed. It's really strange. Okay. Steve Martin, who I feel sorry for because he used to be funny, and some other jack-offs are going to make a spoof of a spoof movie called Not Another Movie.
Steve Martin's
doing
that too? I heard about that, and I know that Chevy Chase is going to be in it, I think.
Oh, am I saying?
I didn't know.
I'm sorry. I mean Chevy Chase.
Oh,
sorry. Okay.
I was going to say.
Chevy Chase, Burt Reynolds, Vinnie Jones, Michael Madsen, and Stuttering John from Howard Stern. Not Another Movie. Chase plays a studio head who quits his floundering company, leaving his ex-son in charge. Ex-con. Not ex-son. Soon, their equally inept gangster friend takes over and assigns... It's supposed to be like, oh, we don't know what we're doing. We're making a movie. Let's make another not another movie. Blah, blah, blah. Let's get the Wayans brothers.
Bah. Yeah, I hate my life now.
That is ridiculous. This is the hate cast now.
That's your own fault.
I'll probably watch this.
I'm going to give it the benefit of a doubt.
Because
I'll see
a trailer. It has the Bandit in it.
Who?
The Bandit.
Burt Reynolds.
Like Smokey and the...
No, he's just the Bandit.
Or...
Well, Smokey's the cop.
The Stash.
Right.
Can we call him the Stash?
That guy's dead.
Smokey and the Stash!
Johnny Gleason's dead unless they plan on pulling out that tombstone.
Like, we can get to Bernie's 8.
Right.
Wow.
Starring Jackie Gleason.
Wow. So, stop making shit. Last thing. This is very serious, and I want America to take this seriously.
Uh-oh.
Sarah Palin was offered $2 million to appear in a porn.
Oh.
The offer is, and this is not Nailin Palin, this is real. The offer is on the table. Florida-based porn director Cesar Capone, I love his name, has offered to pay $2 million for Sarah Palin to appear in an adult film production.
Oh, shit.
Capone promises in an open letter on his website the film will be distributed internationally, shot in high definition, and feature a beautiful mother recognized by all of America as well as the rest of the world, the most desirable woman over 40. To prove he's serious, he says he's prepared to hold the money in escrow immediately.
Oh my God.
Good luck to you, sir.
To sweeten the deal.
Godspeed.
Palin's husband, Todd, has been offered a co-starring role.
Oh God, I do not want to watch the two of them go at it.
They'd make a baby.
retarded baby.
Yeah, well, God, you were...
Seriously! It's my fucking job over here. You look at me like...
I know.
It's the only reason
it's my
I'm
job.
Here.
It's my job to react, though.
Yeah, I know.
So it's we're cool. Just playing our parts.
I know.
It's like that Rush song.
What?
Nothing.
What? From Moving Pictures?
The, you know, the philosopher and the plowman each must play his part.
Am I the plowman?
Either or.
I don't know.
Are you? You're the retarded baby doctor.
That's a bad joke.
Did you see her on The Daily Show recently? They showed that she had a bunch of TV news networks come over. You know, they're trying to. She's trying to find a career now in entertainment.
Because she doesn't know what the fuck she's doing anywhere else.
She's
so.
She's talking to several major PR firms. They want to do book deals. They want to get her on TV. They've been tossing around the phrase "the White Oprah," which I really hope does not come to fruition. But they feel like she's just got the ear of the worst people in America. And they have a fantastical buying power.
We've got to be able to monetize that somehow.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to let their sweet, delicious dollars go to waste on ho-hos and fucking bullshit. So she has all these news people come over one at a time, like in order, to just so happen to catch her cooking for her family. And so the Daily Show showed a sequence of all the different shows on all the different networks where it's a different host and she just so happens to be cooking for her family. And like it's the same setting and everything.
Christ. Too bad.
And like she's holding her baby at the same time, her retarded baby. And I had forgotten that the kid's name was Trig. It's so sad. What are the rest of her kids' names? I'm going to look them up.
What was it? The other one that was Tracker. Like Van Halen or something?
Belt.
What? Belt?
Sklork. Sarah Palin.
Hi, this is my son, Combe. And
names. Let's see.
My daughter, Sarah. Sash.
Sash. Cachet. This is my son, Cachet.
Cachet?
Track. Cachet? And yeah, Trig. Track.
Bristol, I wasn't kidding when I said that.
Willow and Piper.
I give her credit for using Buffy names.
Chimney.
Handle.
Satch.
Hey, spoon.
Satchel. That's a good one. Spork.
Spork?
Spork. Spork Palin. Reporting for duty.
God damn it.
I could do this all day. Oh, flag. It's the most patriotic name we could think of, you betcha.
Oh, god damn it.
Pledge. Okay, anyway. So those are...
All done?
Yeah.
Right.
Tram says Magnum.
Isn't...
How about just Maverick?
Will Ferrell's kid is named Magnum.
Spike Boot?
Isn't it?
Wait, what? His daughter?
Will Ferrell's? No, he had a
really?
Kid, a boy, didn't
I
he?
I thought he had a little girl. I don't know.
I thought he named him...
Pearl is his daughter.
Magnus or Magnum or something.
Pearl's his daughter from that short on Funny or Die.
The
landlord.
Kid?
Yeah, that's funny
I
as
didn't
shit.
Know that.
You should watch the outtakes of that, because where she's like, I'm not fucking around! Like, they have to make her say that like 100 times in a row to get it right.
Aw, that's just terrible.
It's like the first 50 times, she's like, I'm not...
Yeah, but then she gets a candy and it's all fine.
It was pretty funny.
I don't know.
So we're moving on to Waiting for Eli. Maybe you're dropping a deuce. I have no idea. Yeah, Penn Jillette named his kid Moxie Crime Fighter, which is a pretty good kid
name.
Shit. Wow. Really?
Oh, that kid is going to get picked on, but it's going to be so worth it.
I think it's a girl named Moxie Crime
Fighter. That might be
fighter.
Safer.
Waiting for Eli, waiting for Eli.
Is this like Waiting for Guffman?
Is
no,
it,
it's like Waiting for a Mexican.
Gwen Stefani named her kid something.
Boot.
Her
Eli, what did Gwen Stefani name her kid? Because I know
Kingston.
Anyone here would know I do.
No, that's the one they already have. The one they just had is, they name it Zuma or Zima or
Garage.
Something like that.
Oh, God. Zima?
No, Zuma I think it was.
Zima.
MGD Light.
Baby.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Hey, baby, I'm going to name my kid Michelob Ultra.
Flock of seagulls. Moving on to This Week in Internet. First question comes from Neekman. Where are we time-wise?
Oh, I got like 15
hours. We're doing great. Neekman says, hey, Josh.
Exit Wounder? What? Oh, sorry, go on. What?
Neekman says, Left 4 Dead. Played the demo, Josh.
I have played the demo.
Buy it, play it. Good.
Buy it, play it, it's good.
Yeah.
You're just a wordsmith tonight.
Yeah.
I've
enjoyed it. It's only worth
hey, wait, I want Eli to talk.
I just downloaded the Xbox Live version.
Stop talking.
So
I haven't played it on that.
I'm going to try that and see how that feels.
How'd you like the whatever you've already played?
What?
Would you play like the Game Boy version?
No, I played the PC version.
The Atari version?
Do you know what games are?
I don't know how things work.
No, I played the PC version. Because that was the only thing that
like
was
on
out.
The piano, you played it?
Yes, played it.
What are you talking about?
Would you shut up?
What is wrong with you?
What fanciful magics are you casting?
Eli, will you kick him under
what
the table?
I don't know. Go ahead and talk. I'm taking a nap.
No.
I guess that's
okay, so Left 4 Dead, yeah, it's fun. You're only allowed to play it on like really high difficulty levels, because if it's not super hard, then it's not fun, and it's boring.
So instead of like... Brains. The zombies are like brains.
Well, and then they belch vomit on you. And I'm not kidding. Like
ew.
40.
They're 28 days later zombies.
No, yeah. Oh, they're like scary.
Yeah. The thing is, like they will tear down a door in front of you, and 40 of them will come sprinting at your face.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
It's really fucking.
What
scary.
Do you do in that case?
You die like a bitch.
Yeah. The whole point of the game is to not die. That's it.
Really?
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It is really? So hard.
That's pretty much it.
How does it differ?
There's no puzzle solving. There's no...
How does it differ from the first one?
There's...
Shut up!
the hell, man?
You mean Left 3 Dead?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what Left 4 Dead's about.
It's about zombies.
Like, I
it's
get
about
it that
it's
much.
About four survivors of the zombie horde.
Oh, like four?
Yes.
Right.
I'm calling you Trig now.
Wow. Can we go ahead and coin that as a thing to call? Good job, Trig. Trib.
We need to make Trig happen.
I thought it was Trib. And I was telling my wife, I can't believe she named her kid Trib. It's like Tribble. And she's like, it's Trig. I was like, that's not any better.
It's like a Triggle.
So, like, you can be a Trig major?
Yeah, like, other son's name's Calc. Pre-Cal.
That should be a...
So these are my children, Pre-Cal.
So that should be a t-shirt, just a wheelchair.
And pre-med. And pre-law.
Trig, Trig major.
Trig. Yeah. That's ridiculous. God damn it. Poor child. Left 4 Dead sounds like there's a resounding approval. I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think? And our beloved friend Rick has been contributing to it the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not done?
Well, no. It just went gold today or yesterday.
He was helping
QA test it.
He made it sound like he was like, he'd only been there for like 2 weeks, and he was like, oh, we're doing this, and we're doing that, and we're doing this. I'm like, God damn, you got to work.
Yeah, they put him to
Josh came back and sat on his ass for 6 months.
No, actually, he
didn't. They threw
them.
Do
you remember that part where I had to fucking ship a game? Like,
I don't know what I'm talking
about. I remember
about.
That part.
No, I don't know what
Joel
I'm
doesn't
about.
Actually know what video games are.
I know.
How do they work? I've been meaning to ask you guys, how do video games work?
What is it?
Explain that for me.
Is it magic?
Eddie says, question number two. Wow, that's pretty nine, good.
Hey, one, good one. Job.
Has been changed to a non-public number.
Way to go. Eddie, question number two. The Xticles series on the internet.
Boosh.
I only got one episode to work.
I got two because I'm
two,
cooler.
Me too. Woo-woo. Party boosh.
Hey, oh, my. Hey, wait, like, Denise and I are going up.
It like went into, it went into like an infinite loop where it watched. Yeah. I watched the first episode.
You have to be smarter than that.
And then though. it went to the first episode again.
Have you seen the button? It looks like a triangle pointing to the right. That's right. the play button. And you click that and movies happen.
In Eli's defense, Comedy Central's Adult Swim's website is terrible.
It really is. They don't organize anything.
It's confusing on purpose.
Right.
I'm
their purpose
sure.
is like, it's like Tim and Eric. We're like, we didn't try. Like, yay, funny, ironic.
It really is confusing, and I was watching it at work. So I was like, oh, well, I'll have it up in the corner while I'm working. I don't have time to dick around with it.
No, it's hard.
So I'm like, you know what? Doesn't work. I got shit to do.
It doesn't work, which is ironic and funny and kitschy. I'm like, no.
Get it?
Yeah, right. It's hard. Get it? You can't find the videos you want to see. Duh.
Once you find it, though, and you watch it, it's pretty good.
I
liked it.
I really missed the things that made that show great.
It's a different show, though.
I know, but it's not.
Yeah, when I first watched the first one, I was expecting more Frisky Dingo, and it wasn't.
It's not Frisky Dingo at all.
No, not at all.
You know what's weird? When I was about to watch it, I didn't think I was going to watch Frisky Dingo at all. I was like, they're totally going to do
like... I don't
like
that they have faces.
That actually weirds me out, but then I kind of get if you're going to make a show about them, they kind of have
to. I like it better when they all have the same voice. And no face.
Yeah, but that one dude had to pull off his helmet and look like fucking Sasquatch. Like,
yeah, you guys are, Yeah, you guys are idiots because like in probably
you guys are idiots because here's why.
You're doing it wrong.
Probably in about 4 or 5 episodes, you're gonna be like, oh my god, it's so great. But
I was entertained.
Gotta do the band aid every once in a while.
Frisky Dingo was like life changing, and this I don't know.
No, this
it's a good spinoff.
It was a very good spinoff.
It's a solid spinoff.
Breathe, robot. Your Earthman commands you.
Especially when it's like he takes off the helmet and he's like, oh my god,
I thought it was hydraulic fluid.
Yeah, he's like,
how did you eat or go to the bathroom?
I didn't know the helmets came off.
Yeah, your suit like recycles like waste back into food.
No, it doesn't. Been shitting in his suit for a year.
Oh, and we're about to hit another mountain.
Yeah.
I want to punch that mountain in the face.
I do like that the show establishes that Xander leaves with Killface into space.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like a 1 second shot of that. So, do they get another season? Like, is Frisky Dingo still on?
I don't think it's even talked about yet.
No idea.
God damn it. I have to know.
That show has got to be cheap to produce. I mean, just give us another one. Like, what is it, like $60?
We'll all chip in.
Yeah,
I'll
buy an
couch.
Episode. What's like $100? I'll do it. That's ridiculous.
I like how Stan's, I guess he has a bigger role now.
He's the president.
Right.
Still. Tocqueville was the president.
He makes a statement. It's so good. And he has his little, whatever they are, the clones. They just circle around somebody they want to eat.
I like it. Yeah, I like at the end of Frisky Dingo, they establish that they're cannibals. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
It's pretty good. If anyone's totally lost, we're talking about the Extacle spinoff series on AdultSwim.com, I guess, from Comedy Central's Frisky, or, Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, Frisky Dingo. It's a web spinoff. Is it actually going to be on the TV?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
That probably makes it even cheaper to produce.
It's on my
All I know
TV.
Is it's Bon Jovi weekend.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi Friday.
That's Artie not Boosh. What JBJ would do.
JBJ. I like how they have the little holographic hot chick, too, that like...
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it matters.
That's pretty good. Eddie also points out that they're trying to make an actual sequel to the, you know, tits and ass cartoon heavy metal from the 80s.
Why?
We
already got a South Park episode out of it. That's
honestly, that episode summed up heavy metal so perfectly.
Yeah.
That there's really no reason to go any further. But you know what it would be more like now, probably? It'd probably be more like the Animatrix, where it's like, let's see what we can do with animation, and then also ass.
And titties.
And tit balls.
Careful before they get cut off.
No one cares about that?
Okay. Wow.
No, not really. Nobody cared about the first one.
You hate boobs
you
so much.
You watched it, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm just not really
I
that
I saw it when I was in high school, but it was just because, like... Because
it was, like, super hot.
They're like, you've seen heavy metal, right? And
naked
I'm like, no,
shit and
we're going to watch it. And then you're like, okay, check. I've marked it off
I did
list.
That.
Mm.
A chick fucks a robot played by John Candy.
What? Sure.
It's just, yeah, but
and
like
these guys do space that. Cocaine off the floor for like an hour. It's the weirdest shit ever.
That's actually how they made the movie.
Right. Oh, right. Space cocaine. Johnny Ace says, do you think Don Cheadle will do a better job in Iron Man 2 than Terrence Howard?
I don't know.
If they give him more of a
he's
role.
He's a good actor, but it's kind of hard to say in like a comic book movie. I don't know.
Rhodey really is a supporting character. I don't think they even needed to go.
Yeah,
I don't think they
matter.
Needed to go full on Don Cheadle for that.
Full on Don
they could
Cheadle.
Just put any black dude, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a supporting role. I think Terrence Howard was. And since we learned that Terrence Howard got paid more than Robert Downey Jr., I think the whole thing was a clusterfuck. I mean,
yeah, I can see that.
Rhodey's an ancillary character. I liked Jeff Bridges in the movie, but anybody could have been Obadiah Stane. I didn't even know who he was before the movie.
He's the dude.
Oh, you know what else? I watched that behind the scenes DVD, and it was supposed the whole movie was originally like 2/3 through pre-production. The Mandarin was the villain.
Huh.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Like almost all the way through pre-production, the Mandarin was the villain.
I don't know what that is.
The Mandarin is Iron Man's main villain.
His nemesis.
I guess that's in the second movie.
I don't think that word means what you think.
Nemesis.
Stop saying.
Nemesis.
Nemesis, that's the person that massages you with anger. There's no happy ending.
I gotta go to my nemesis.
Nemesis. My shatsu nemesis. Take this! Mm. Oh, that's good.
Oh, it hurts so good.
Yeah, so whatever. I think they overcasted that. Crabstorm says... We've gone down this avenue before, but when did you first know that you were going to be a geek for life? At what age was that revelation?
I think we've done that one.
Well, we've done similar questions. Quick round table. Josh, go.
I don't think there was ever a realization. It was
done,
just
next,
sort of,
go.
No, shut up!
It was like I grew up, like my dad always watched Star Trek, and I just grew up and I thought that's what you did. There was no realization, It just always was.
Denise was case modding her hut. She was, like, adding fans.
She like, cut this cool window into it.
Yeah, she put a plexiglass window with, like, a biohazard sign. It was actually a biohazard because there was toxic waste being
It was also
there.
Her very first window.
Right. Oh, it was their the case fan was their only source of ventilation.
A case fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
You'd all crowd around it.
But it was one of the big 80mm
Yeah.
Ones.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, fuck you guys.
Did you get the lighting kit for it?
Right.
No, we didn't have electricity.
They have that bike. That bamboo bike.
Too bad.
Bamboo bike.
Pedal faster.
Yeah.
The what?
It's time.
What, you have to leave now?
Yeah.
Fine, go. Quitter.
Quitting Boosh.
You abandoning a quitting Boosh.
Eat shits. I don't care. Go watch your fucking James Bond horse shit.
Oh, well, this is actually, it's actually appropriate. Goodbye, you fancy bastard. Yay.
Or Bye. Eat a dick, jerk.
Well, maybe after.
Just go.
I don't have time before.
Just go.
You're running late.
Can you unplug me from underneath the
table? Life support?
From humanity? Yeah, I guess I can.
911 has been changed to a non-published number.
Get out of here. You're distracting me.
Farewell, Josh.
My commitment.
Now it's time to say goodbye.
Why are you already wearing sunglasses?
To
number
our
one,
company.
Number one, it's dark outside. Matter of fact, it was dark when you got here. Why do you have sunglasses?
Shut up, I don't know.
Get out of here.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Go watch Quantum of Solace.
K-U.
You know, we could drag this out longer.
You're a
if you'd
real
slow down.
Booker.
All right. Denise.
What?
Geek realizations.
It was pretty much Star Trek also. Yeah. Just kind of watched it.
Mine was the same. Mine was TNG. I think we sort of did this question already, but mine was TNG, and I realized that it was different when I realized nobody else was watching it.
Right. That was about it.
Because I didn't know anything was unusual until I wanted to talk to people about it, and they were like, the what? Bye.
Goodbye, hookers.
Later,
bitches. Be quiet with the doors. Don't wake the baby.
Yeah, I was trying to argue, like, oh, yeah, Klingons are so awesome, and everybody's like, what are Klingons?
The fuck are you talking about? How's that baseball? And I'm like, oh, I don't... Huh?
What?
I have to go. What? Actually, the one friend that I had that was, like, going down that same path with me...
Abandoned you?
No, we ended up going to different schools.
Oh,
and actually, almost all the nerds ended up going to the other school for 3 years. And then we met back up in high school. And I went to school with a bunch of jack-offs.
I guess I was lucky in that aspect because my sisters watched it with me, actually. So it was fine. Like, it was actually normal growing up because they watched it with me and it didn't really matter that nobody else did.
I don't know if it was like this everywhere, but in Texas, in Beaumont, we lost our Paramount affiliate. And so the only way you could catch Star Trek new episodes was like 11 o'clock at night on Saturday. So I had to sneak out of like bed to watch it when I was really young. And then we eventually lost that broadcast. Mm-hmm. And I had to get people who lived in the outskirts of town to videotape it off their satellite when satellite was like unheard of. And then give me tapes.
A lot of effort.
I would drive out like 20 miles to drop off a tape every week and pick it up the next week.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, actually. It's one of those rare shows that actually got broadcast back home. So we watched.
Oh,
that
you actually there. Watched this in the Philippines?
Uh-huh.
Was
that's
it subtitled?
It.
Or dubbed? Into
was,
clicks and pops?
Yeah, that's how it went.
Data! Troy!
Anyway.
I don't think she's black.
I don't think that's how they talk.
You think there's a black Denise?
I don't see color. I only see darker than me, and I know it's wrong. Both of you. I consider you both to be burnt and
terrible,
wrong.
Terrible.
What about you, Eli?
I think it was really more the... like when we started taking apart remote control cars and started doing other things with parts and things
right.
of that nature... It had really
wait, like
to
making
do.
Tattoo guns or something.
Well, we'd take apart like RC cars and then I'd make Lego. Like Lego became cool again because you realize you could use it as an intricate set to build something with moving parts.
Oh,
on
you made
Lego.
Your own Mindstorms.
Yeah, like we started doing stuff that was like, well, pissing off our parents because they're like, "Why did you take apart that car?" It's like because I needed the parts, and.
We just bought you for that with our life savings.
Yeah. They're like, you can't go to college now.
that was your car. You don't understand. That was your car.
We were going to trade that car in.
That was for you to drive
and
to get to work.
They pull out a gun. They're like, no, get in.
Yeah.
And it's like a little tiny car. And it's like, but motor. I can't get in.
Get in.
Click. But no, I was pretty young because I was into comics and doing all kinds of stuff that most of my friends outside of myself and my brothers were not doing.
Oh, you know, comics was the one thing that stayed. Even though nobody was into Star Trek, I still knew people that were into comics. That helped.
I was reading comics at a really young age. We used to get comics through JCPenney's.
That's so bizarre.
Because we had no comic book store.
Did you have
home.
Any ability to get, like, the next issue, or was it just whatever was at JCPenney's?
It was whatever. Well, you get it to the JCPenney catalog. That's how we would
Right, so you didn't get, like, sequential...
No, you get like, a package. Like, you get the month's worth of, like, comics. Because there was no comic book store back home.
Did and you ever see those...
They eventually opened one, but then it was really overpriced. Like, it was actually still cheaper to go buy them through JCPenney's.
Did you ever see, like, where Toys R Us or KB Toys would let you buy just, like, a bag that had, like, six comics in it, and yeah. it was just six random fucking comics, like,
that's
15th reprints or whatever?
JCPenney's also offered that. Like, they would, it would just be, like a Marvel series. And
yeah.
And it was just a fuckload of Marvel comics, but it was all their shitty ones that they were just trying to get rid of. So you buy that pack for, like, $19.99, and you get, like, I don't know, like 15 or 20 or 30 of them.
Comics was something that I actually, like, leached onto. Like, I met a few... Oh, you know where I discovered comics? Actually kind of weird. My cousin, who was completely not into comics at all, was 2 years older than me, and he was, like, the super jock. He was, like, football, baseball, everything. And he had gone to the baseball card shop, and his buddy was, like, at his house, and he had picked up the first series of Marvel cards and showed those to me, and I was like, what is this magical delight? Like, that was the first time I'd ever even seen Marvel superheroes. These X-Men you speak of, tell me more of their travels. I wish to know more. And I went and got those cards, and, you know, the cards had, like, a little synopsis on the back and all their power levels and all that shit.
Right.
And I fucking obsessed over those and then got into comics, like, immediately afterwards. And I was, my allowance for the month was, like, $21 or something. It was based on getting, like, $7 three times a month or something. And I had my pulls down to, like, $20.19. Like,
nice.
And I had to, and I was so tight. Like, I had to, either if I wanted to read something new, I had to, like, give up something old or whatever. But I was reading X-Men, Amazing Spider-Man, a few of the 2099 titles, which all tanked, but I really liked them for some reason, and a couple other things, but...
Yeah, I guess if I'm trying to put an age on it, I was probably about, like, 9 or 10, because I was playing D&D and reading comics and doing all that shit around that age. And everybody, you know, where I grew up, it's mostly sports, more so than here.
Yeah.
There's really nothing to do down there. There's no comic book store. There's no...
You can drink.
There's no nothing. Yeah, you drink. You go to Mexico and you drink. And that was pretty much it. So, yeah, I was probably pretty young.
Did you have places where you could just, like, hop over the border?
Not really. Not safely that you could get to if you didn't...
So you guys never did that?
No.
Oh, that
you needed sucks. You needed a car to get to those places. But not so much a car. You needed a truck. Like a badass truck.
And not
truck.
So much a truck as, like, a truck with a false bottom.
Well, there are parts where the river, like, literally thins out enough where you can just literally walk across it.
Yeah.
And it's not...
With your shoes on your head.
No, like, it's not even ankle deep.
Next question. Joey Jojo, this isn't really much of a question, but just a relaying of a story that he and his wife went as Dr. Horrible and Captain Hammer for Halloween, nice. And no one knew who they were.
Of course they didn't.
That's sad, but you know what? Shouldn't you expect that if you're in mixed company?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if I went to, like, Eli's party as Captain Hammer, I would understand, but if I went to, like, a work-related one or something...
No, yeah, nobody would be like, what are you, a scientist?
Yeah.
They're selling.
Why aren't you a sexy scientist?
They're selling those Captain Hammer T-shirts now online somewhere.
But, you know, cool. even at Wizard World, a lot of people didn't recognize who those characters were immediately.
That's true.
The Ween fandom is kind of divisive. Like, it's not as prevalent as we think it might be because we all like it. I mean, there are, like, hardcore geeks that have absolutely no love for Ween at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which blows my mind. Like, how you can, like, love. I don't know, fucking X-Men, but, like, hate Buffy or something. That's hand in hand as far as I'm concerned.
That's a very in-depth conversation.
Fine, then we shouldn't have it.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Moving on!
I can see where somebody would be like, yeah, I don't like Buffy, it's stupid. And you're like, but no, actually it's pretty good.
Oh, I was like that for a long time.
Me too.
And I could see where that divide happens, and I think it becomes more of a...
Comics are way dumber than Buffy. comics cop out way more than TV does.
That's why I'm saying, like, that's why it's an in-depth conversation, because I think that's a very strong opinion.
I heard that, like, in the DC universe right now, they're, like, ending the world.
Right.
It's called Final Crisis, and it's, like, Darkseid's finally winning, and, like, the universe is almost completely destroyed.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, but you know what? They still got to make comics, so next year... They're going to be like, what, that? Oh, no, that was nothing. That was easy.
Yeah, and then there was one thing that fixed it.
Yeah, no, we found a crystal.
Yeah.
That fixed it all.
I really wish...
The Smallville formula of, oh, I found a new crystal.
I really wish I could bring on a hardcore comic person, like really hardcore, because there's like a local comic distributor in town.
Yeah,
I know. It would be cool to get one of those guys on, because I would imagine that they're really... they probably have very strong opinions about... comics being better than television, and we would probably have it would be very like a very intense debate. I think it would be interesting.
I was looking for another podcast to listen to when I was drawing, and so I downloaded the iFanboy podcast, which is at all comic books, and they were too hardcore for me because I don't read a just fuck ton of comics. I read like four, and they're all by Joss Whedon. So, they're like, so how'd you like the new whatever, whatever? Oh, it was good, except for, you know, Martin Smith wrote it. And they're like, oh, God, fuck, that guy's terrible, fucking shit. You know, and I'm like, I have no idea who this is, so I can't relate. But, like,
right.
Really hardcore comic nerds have to keep track of way more people than we do. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, this guy's a good penciler, but, oh, that inker's terrible, blah. And I'm like, I don't understand. All right, moving on, next question. Oh, he had a second part.
Yeah.
This is a good question. I like this a lot. Since we're still basking in the election afterglow, here's a political question. Do you think that if Obama had been born with predominantly Caucasian features, that the issue of him being the first African-American president would have been hyped as much or celebrated as much? I've never thought of that before. Because...
it's a very interesting scenario.
Obama certainly does not look half white.
No, he doesn't.
Not in the least. Mm-hmm. If no one ever told you, you would never even consider it.
That's true.
And they're not playing up. At no point during the election did they play that up, because he didn't want to be, I'm the first half-black president. No, he wants to be, like, changing the game. And the Republicans don't want to remind you that he's white.
Right.
They want you to be scared of the fact that he's black. So it was all, I'm full-on black the whole time. And they never hid it, but they also did not talk about it a lot.
That's actually a really interesting scenario. I guess it'll be curious to see what happens. I'd like to have that question re-asked in 4 years. Because I think it's going to say a lot about what happens over the next 4 years. Because
give it two, because he's going to get assassinated.
God, so. I really worry about that.
Apparently he gets multiple death threats every day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that,
like, doesn't constant. That come with being president, though? I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure it does,
but the people that are likely to actually grab a rifle and kill someone and think it's going to solve a problem are more likely to kill him than they are to kill every other president that has ever served the office.
Well, it's funny because I was rewatching that Dave Chappelle stand-up last night, and it's funny because he got to the part where he's like, oh, I wouldn't want to be the very first black president, because that shit would be scary.
Yeah,
the second or third would be fine, but the first would suck.
Well, his sketch about Black Bush remade the rounds, and they like edited it like Obama's first year in office, and a bunch of people thought it was new, and I'm like, that's the Black Bush sketch from like 4 years ago. That's not new at all, but still hilarious. You should watch it if you haven't seen it. It's on YouTube. But assuming that he didn't have, I hate to say this, but assuming he didn't have that crutch to fall back on, would he have made it on his merits alone? I would have voted for him on his merits alone, but he probably wouldn't have been the candidate if he was just another whitish dude.
I don't know if that's necessarily true, because, like I said, I was telling this to Denise. I think I was telling you that the Democrats, like, you can say whatever you want about, like, the two political parties, but of the two, the Democrats are the most, like, got their shit together, because they knew that Obama was going to be their guy of choice, which is why he introduced John Kerry at the 2004, like, Democratic convention, because they were like,
there was buzz about him way back.
They knew that there was like I mean, they knew.
But they've been talking Hillary way longer than they were talking about him. Hillary's whole run for the Senate was her run for the presidency.
Right. But I think the Democrats knew in the long run, they're like, no lady's going to be president before a man.
Maybe.
And I really think they believe that because they had Obama like in the public eye just to make sure that people knew who this guy was, regardless of his race or whatever. Like they were like,
to try and,
he's a good leader, he talks well, he does all these things well, so let's just put him out there.
To try and actually answer his question, I feel bad for saying this, but I do believe it's true. I believe that he got a ton of votes because he had the chance of being the first black man in office.
He absolutely did, because there were more black voters.
What I said to my wife. I said, if that's how he gets in office, fine. It's a means to an end. But this is the man I want running the country between the choices that we have right now. I don't care why people vote for him. I understand that that's not like the moral high road. I don't care if they vote for him because they think he's a witch. Vote for him and get him in office and then let him show you what he's made of. But yeah, he probably did garner a lot of support for being black.
Absolutely did, because they every statistic shows that there were more black voters than any other election ever in the history of this country. And they said that like probably like 90% of them voted for Obama.
Mike Lusler on the chat says, why not Jesse Jackson? I'll tell you why not Jesse Jackson. Let the two of them talk in the same room for a little while. Jesse Jackson scares the shit out of white people. That's true.
I think he scares the shit out of a lot of people.
Most people.
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson has had a, long and some would say prestigious career, but he never had a fucking chance of being president. He's run like 3 times, I think.
Yeah, he ran. I always remember him running when I was growing up. Like, I always remember seeing his face. I was like, who is this guy?
And he ran like every year for a few years in the 80s, and there was just no chance, man. That he almost puts across that sort of militant attitude of like kind of echoing the sort of grandiose, like Malcolm X. Like, I can understand why scared white America might bend their racial stereotypes and vote for Obama and would never vote for Jesse Jackson. Anyway, it's like voting for OJ.
Actually, it's not nothing at all.
It's just thinking of something terrifying to say. OJ should run for president on like the platform that like, I got away with murder. What else could I do?
If I can get away with that, I can pretty much
Fix anything.
I can fix just about anything.
Suck it. I recently robbed people and I am not in jail. Deal with it. Next question is from Drum. Josh isn't here, so Eli, you get to answer this one. Pretending for a moment that games, I believe he's referring to the video games, took 5 minutes to program and were made using controllers like at Westwood, what game would you make? What game needs to be made?
Wait, it says remake.
Make.
Oh,
what would you make? Like, infinite resources and it was going to come out tomorrow. All you had to do was think it up and it's done. What game would you make?
I would make some sort of Last Starfighter-ish type of game. And now, there's tons of sci-fi games and so on and so on. But I mean, like, I don't think there's been a very good space game done. Like, a good one that makes you, like...
What about the Rogue Squadron games?
Meh, maybe. But not really, because they a lot of them take place on Earth. Or, like, on Hoth, or, you know.
Oh, like you're on a planet?
You're on a planet. You're not in big open space. You are for a while, and it feels pretty good, but, like, I want a game that's a lot of that, and that's, like, cooperative. I don't know, something good like that. I would make that game. I don't know how to make it, but I would make something that's good, like, something that harkens back to the TIE Fighter X-Wing days, like on the
old. You know what always turned me off from those kind of games is I cannot get a feeling of orientation
in
full 3D space games.
There's a way to do that, and it hasn't been done yet. That's why I'm saying there needs to be a good space game where you can, you know, it's got like, there's a horizon line or...
Hippie Femme says like Star Fox, but Star Fox was all above planets for the most part.
Right.
I mean, you would fly between them, but you didn't have full range, right. Really, did you? I mean,
this is what my job turns into. It's like, okay, we want to make this game, but how do we do that to not like make it totally impossible for somebody to play?
Yeah,
and then we spend months trying to figure out what is the perfect mechanic for that. Now, and granted, that's the question says ignore all that, so I'm ignoring all that. That would be a good game, and then also I would want another good classic. Like, my favorite game of all time is Spy vs. Spy on the Commodore 64 because it was good. It was like it was one of the first multiplayer sort of games. You white spy, black spy, and then you set up booby traps.
No, like brown
you,
spy.
Like you set up a bucket of acid over a door, and if he comes walking to the door, like it just falls on me. And he turns.
Wait, so it's Atari? So you set up a square?
No. It was the Commodore 64.
Oh, okay.
So sorry. It was pixelated graphics.
Oh, okay.
But that was like a really fun game, and I would love to see a game like that. That's very simple for like even call it Xbox Live. I don't care. Yeah. Something that like two people can play relatively fast. They set up little things or this or that. And it's all like story driven, like kind of like Grim Fandango or something like that. I mean, we as an industry are getting away from those types of games, and we really need to get back. Grim Fandango and like Sam and Max
was great.
The those types of games,
Monkey Island type games.
Yeah, they're really inventive stuff.
Yeah, they require you to sit and think and do a little bit more than just.
I played a couple of King's Quest games on PC, and it was the same way. Like, okay, I've got a mop and a shoestring and a bucket. How am I going to get the dragon to stop eating the toad? Yeah. Like,
they're very like inventive, interesting ways to do that. We just have to figure out what those are. Now that we've moved to more of like you're going to play these games on your couch instead of playing these games in your computer chair, which is what is happening.
Yeah.
We need to figure out how to make those games for what you're sitting on the couch doing.
I have a feeling that Little Big Planet did this, even though I've never played it and I've barely even seen any footage of it. But the game I always wanted to see was a platformer that kind of, and I think Little Big Planet does this, but a platformer where you sort of have infinite reign of like creating the universe and then also controlling like what happens and then sharing that with everyone, and from what I understand, that is exactly what that game is.
I think so. I think it's pretty close.
I think it's kind of like that, but I think, again,
like you put your level online, right? And then people just play it and go nuts?
I believe so.
I guess you can, but again, like, it's almost like I want to be forced, like, those older games to just give me something good and I play through it, and I don't really care about a multiplayer or sharing with other people component. Like,
the most perfect game.
It needs to get away. Like, we honestly just need to get away from multiplayer. And I know everyone's like, no, it's going to have multiplayer. It's like, no.
That's when I stopped playing video
multiplayer
games.
Multiplayer sucks because the world has ruined it. Because
that's when
it's
I stopped.
No fun playing with other people. Because all you hear is, bag, LOL. Like,
yeah.
You have your headset on for Xbox Live, and it's all you hear. And I don't need to hear that. And it's not because my ears are sensitive. It's because these are fucking morons and need to, like, get over it and just play the game and have fun. I'd rather play co-op. And if there's no one there to play co-op with, then I don't want
to
play.
I'd rather
play single player.
Yeah, I stopped playing video games when multiplayer took over. I stopped completely. I unplugged my Xbox and got over it and never got a new game again because they were putting all the emphasis on, no, the game's not that great, but the multiplayer is fantastic. And I'm like, I just wanted the good game. Like, when they ruined Burnout went from being my most favorite game of all time on a next-gen system to, oh no, the game's kind of shitty, but the multiplayer is fucking badass. And I'm like, oh, you've lost me.
Yeah, I was like,
you've lost me completely.
I never bought this game to have, like, it's a game about cars. Like, I want to sit here.
I want to smash them as hard as I can.
Right. We should focus on those, like, components of, like, video games and single player games, like, much more than we are, like, doing now, because we're getting away from that, and it's just, like, it's really too bad.
I miss good platformers. Platformers were always my favorite type of game. Mario, Super Mario Brothers, and Mario 3 are probably my top 1 and 2 games of all time. Burnout 3 might be, like, number 3. But they're just so much fucking fun. You can pick them up, you can play them, you can go away, you can come back. You don't have to worry about your rank on some fucking leaderboard. The level's the same every time, and so you get, you almost get that muscle memory of, like, I can play straight through it. The Sonic games were kind of like that. I liked the first two Sonic games a lot, and Earthworm Jim. Just really inventive platformers, and if you can bring in some story elements that make the universe interesting, which Earthworm Jim did, I'd be back on board.
Right.
But right now, I'm off. I'm off the junk. So, next. Are y'all watching the current season of South Park?
No.
No, so we can't answer this question. Mutant Enemy says, is it just me or does South Park suck this season? It does. I actually remember last year saying how surprised I was that they had gone for 14 years and it was still so fresh and poignant. And I attributed that to the fact that they could make an episode in 3 weeks. And this entire season, I think they've done like 5 or 6 episodes, every one of them has sucked balls. They're just way overdone. Like, they're driving jokes into the fucking concrete.
Josh asks me every week, did you watch South Park last night? I'm like, no. And he's like, it was so fucking awesome.
Ooh, let's shit talk Josh since he left.
And I'm like, whatever. Like, I've kind of got, I don't want to sound old, but I am, and I'm going to say it anyways. I think I've kind of, like, grown out of South Park.
Like, I think it stopped being funny.
Well,
I think
maybe
that's what it is.
Maybe
actually,
that's what it is. And my taste was like, okay, it's not so funny. And I just stopped watching it. And everybody's like, you're not watching it? And I'm like, no.
I think people are watching it out of habit.
Well,
the
yeah.
same people that are still clinging on to The Simpsons.
That's exactly what I think it is. I don't really
watch
The Simpsons.
And it beat The Simpsons.
Either.
The Simpsons only got 10 years of good shows. They got 14.
Yeah.
Stop while you're ahead.
South Park is at its 14?
Season 15, yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Am I wrong about that?
I think you are.
That doesn't sound all that right.
That can't be right. It started somewhere...
11. It's 11.
It started somewhere around 90...
I was still in high school,
I just
so it
moved
was 97.
I just
it's been 11 years.
I just moved
years.
To Dallas.
I'm wrong.
It's about 11 or 12 years.
11 years. Okay, great. Anyway.
And then there was like there were lots of hiatuses in there.
Yeah, that's true. There was a couple of times where they didn't come back for like a year and a half or more. Yeah. All right, we didn't do any of this, so I'm not going to do that. Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Wait, no, last question.
Wait, no?
From Mr. Blue Sky. It's been mentioned that some of you watch DuckTales. Who is your favorite character and why?
Launchpad. What a bizarre...
Launchpad
oh,
McQuack?
Of course Launchpad. He was the best one.
He moved on to Darkwing
down.
Duck. My favorite was Gizmo
he was
Duck.
Still my favorite.
Gizmo Duck was a cyborg superhero.
That was true. That was
and Launchpad sucked. He couldn't fly a fucking plane to save his life.
He was freaking hilarious. I just love Launchpad.
I think it's funny to ask who your favorite character is from DuckTales because, like, really, until the very end, it was just the three kids
right.
and Scrooge. I mean, you know, I liked Huey, but Dewey and Louie were assholes. Like,
I can't
no, they're
tell
all the
them
same.
Apart.
They're all the same.
Yeah, I was a bit too old for that already at that point.
DuckTales,
like,
woo!
I remember it being on, but I was like not watching
Dude,
it.
Dude, we watched all the
DuckTales
shit.
DuckTales was the shit, yeah. It was about capitalism. It was about how... Actually, Scrooge McDuck's story is not unlike Barack Obama's. Poor background, scrimped and saved, made something of himself.
Rise to the top.
Rise to the top, swims through money, gold, like it's
right.
water.
I always freaked out when he did that, because I'd be like, it's so dirty!
Did you?
Oh, wow. Money's so dirty!
I just assumed it's because it was metal, and it was impossible.
That too. That also.
And everyone was always after his number one dime. That dime was the secret of his fortune.
I don't even remember most of it.
I would just imagine the actual, like, the difficulties of swimming to the goal, like you said. Like, the behind the scenes,
yeah.
where he's, like, actually trapped in, like, underneath
being
the gold.
Crushed by hundreds and hundreds of pounds of gold.
Yeah, because it's so heavy.
I cannot move! I gotta breathe! It was funny is when anyone else tried to do it, they couldn't. You could only do it if you possessed his number one dime.
I can't remember. This, what's his name? Donald Duck? He makes appearances.
He's his nephew. He was
a
sailor.
Oh, shit, I can't even remember.
He worked,
that
yeah, he was a sailor. He worked on a battleship. And whenever he'd come for shore leave,
battleship
to get some ass,
he'd see Daisy.
He'd see
Daisy Duck.
Maybe
whatever.
Maybe
they
Dan,
call those beards.
Maybe Dan Duck, Dave what? Duck.
Whatever. I liked all of those Disney shows. That's when Disney Channel was freaking awesome.
That was probably the only thing I watched besides.
Yeah,
I was a much bigger fan of Darkwing Duck than I was of DuckTales.
Darkwing Duck. Tailspin because of the fan thing.
Yes,
Cloud
Kicker.
Oh, I want that one.
Actually,
so bad.
My like residual knowledge of those shows is probably a little bit frightening. Like
I'm sure.
I could probably give you like some encyclopedic knowledge of both of those shows at this point. Like I think I remember all the characters' names and most of
what
the plots.
What was the lion's name?
Shere Khan. Was a tiger.
No, the mechanic guy. And was he a lion? I can't remember.
No.
He was some kind of cat thing, I think.
What?
In
Louis was the bartender who's an orangutan.
No, there was this mechanic one also that helped work on the plane.
The chick was a bear?
No, there was another one. There was a dude that
Are you thinking
like
of Top
cat,
Cats?
No.
The Radical Squadron? Not Top Cats, SWAT Cats.
I don't know what that is. I like gummy bears.
Their names all had to rhyme with gummy, like Zummy and Tummy. It's ridiculous. Their names were all Tummy Gummy, Zummy Gummy.
Was it?
Yes. And then like one of them was like Papa Smurf Gummy or some shit.
Papa Smurf Gummy.
Yeah.
How does
magical.
That song go? I always sing that song.
The Gummy Bear theme song?
Yeah. Gummy Bear. There,
bouncing here and there and everywhere. Blah, 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 without a care.
High adventures, that's beyond compare. There you go.
They are the Gummy Bears. Yeah, I remember that too.
I fucking love that show.
This has turned into We Remember the 80s Cartoons.
Oh, man,
.com.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. One of the Ustreamers on here mentions watching Bugs Bunny cartoons where he was racist to Asians.
Oh, dude, he was racist against everybody. That whole,
well,
like...
They had some war propaganda ones. And there was one where, like, you know, Donald Duck was fighting a Japanese kamikaze.
That's well, yeah, surprising.
In a junkyard. And he was in a junkyard because they were doing a scrap metal drive.
Right.
And he put in, like, the big buck teeth and the ching chong hat.
That's why all the...
Oh, so sorry. I mean, Donald Duck.
Daffy Duck. All the animation... Actually, during the wartime, the government got Disney to do all their propaganda. So, like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, every time you would see, like, when they were trying to get, you know, the boys to go fight the war. Yeah. Like, and you'd see, like...
Remember, girls, save your grain for our boys on the Western Front.
You'd see, like, the black, like, arm come around, and it would turn into a fist and like, a swastika. All that animation was so good because it was done by Disney.
Oh, shit.
All
I didn't
that
know
stuff.
That.
And then they started doing propaganda films.
It was on the march.
Yeah, they did propaganda films with, like, well, like you were saying, with, like, all the Disney characters. And, like, the Japanese were made to look like vampires. And
yeah.
And
they had fangs.
They had fangs and real squeaky eyes. And they were always, like, part of the devil or whatever. And it was all the propaganda back then. But, yeah, Disney essentially ceased to be Disney for a period of time and just did.
But we're talking. This was Warner Brothers, though. But yes, Disney did that. But
right.
Warner Brothers, like.
Oh, they're freaking racist as hell.
They would do, like, actual cartoons, episodes of their shows where, like, Daffy Duck was fighting the Japanese. And, Pepe Le Pew signed up for the war effort with the French Foreign Legion.
I didn't see that.
But all of them were so patriotic. It was weird. They were like, you know, it's my duty, Doc. Like, I've got to, you know, sign up and support the war effort for our boys.
Oh, man.
It was really bizarre. I had a bunch of VHS tapes at my mom's office that I would watch during the summer of those episodes. And it was like...
You had war propaganda cartoons?
Yeah, you don't think about it. And you're just like, yeah, that's how things are, sure.
I was... I can't remember. It must have been like an anthropology class or something, but it was... It was a lecture on how a lot of Disney movies were actually racist. And it's kind of funny because I'm sitting here watching this lady. It's a video and watching this lady comment on all the little things about all the Disney movies and how they're racist. And they bring up Lady and the Tramp and how the Siamese cats. Like,
we are
Siamese,
right. If you please.
And I was just sitting there like, oh, I thought they were funny.
Do you want your dry cleaning with starch, please?
Yeah. We need to move on. That's the end of the show. Let's talk more about 80s cartoons in the post-show.
Let's do that. I love that shit.
Hijinks and Sue Podcast 36.
In the bag,
in the can, right. In the shitter. Speaking of shitter, Josh is gone. So on behalf of himself and myself and Denise's self and Eli's self, I say thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. If you want to get in on the podcast post-show goodness... Check out hijinksandsue.com/donations and either make a small donation and get a month worth of stuff and desktops and such, or do a subscription and get it all the time. Also check out hijinksandsue.store.com. There's new shirt designs in there and others things of having. That's it. What is this, like the Killers or something? I don't have this one.
This hasn't come out yet.
Oh, that's what is it? How did you do that?
I,
your magic, I want that.
Oh, he interneted it.
Yeah, I got people on the inside.
He Netroned it.
He got people
sounds
on the
awesome.
Inside.
I can't wait. I already bought the concert tickets for February. Woo-woo.
Oh, they're coming?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I listen to the Sawdust pretty often.
Yeah. I can't remember when the next album's coming out, but they're awesome live.
I bet.
They're show
high energy.
Ass. Oh, they're great.
This episode brought to you by The Killers. And Josh's absence.
Yeah, and the quantum of something. The something of something.
The scrotum of Sorrel. The scrotum of Solus.
The quantum of scrotums. I'm going to make a plug for another webcomic. Go check out John. Hang on. I think it's John Rosenberg who does it. Let me just check real quick. Let's see.
Just that one song? Sounds good. I can't wait.
Come on. Is this it? Why are my nets so slow?
They're gonna put a couple of the new songs on. I think it's Guitar Hero. Something. Not that I care. I don't play that game. But anybody who likes Guitar Hero and The Killers, or was it Rock Band? I can't remember. I'm awful at this.
It's all the same.
Oh, no, it's on Goats. It's on Goats.com. There's been a recent storyline on Goats.com called The Quantum of Hitlers about clones of Hitler teaming up with George Bush. George Bush is a superhero named Cowboy Prime.
What?
It's actually really...
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a team-up between Cowboy Prime and Good Hitler. Good Hitler is a non-evil clone of Hitler. It's pretty funny. Goats has actually been around for like 10 years. It's long, old, like almost older than Penny Arcade,
so
but it's not as well known. But anyway, all right, I'm done.
Peace out. Woo-hoo.
Boosh.
Man, that song sounds awesome. I can't remember when that album comes out.